Kedem Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. We're continuing along the Milos, one after the other, Babos HaTumla. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about Nerkav, Bo'o Nida, Mayen Chazav, Nerkav, Moshav, and Zav. Now we say, L'malam min HaZav, Zav. Shehi Mitama Es Bo'ala. Now we have, on top of the Maila of Zava, as an Avatumma, we have, on top of the Maila of Zav, we have Zava. Why? Zava is Mitama Es Bo'ala. Says the Rav, meaning Tumas Shiva. That if the person who's boil Zava is Tameh for 7 days, that special Allah for Zava, it's not true for Zav. The counterpart, the partner of a Bila with a Zav would not become Tameh 7 days like a Zav. But someone who's boiled Zava is Tameh Shavas Yamim, just like the boiled Nida that we had earlier in the list. How do we know this? Gabi Nida Ksiv Usihi Nida Sa'alav the Tameh Shavas Yamim. So we have the pasuk that teaches us that a boiled Nida is Tameh for 7 days that we saw earlier. That's the pasuk by boiled Nida. Uksiv Nani Gabi Zava. It says in the parasha Zava, a Zava is a woman who sees 3 re'ios in 3 days during a period of Yud Aleph Yom. There's a Zayin Yomim of Nida, and then you have Yud Aleph Yom that's called Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida Renida. So the way most Rishonim understand it, you have, once you have the first re'iyah, she's a Nida the next 7 days, she could see every single day of those 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, she goes to the mikveh, she's Torah. But then after the 7 starts the cycle of Yud Aleph. And then that's called a window of Yud Aleph Yom, Shebein Nida Linida, that during those Yud Aleph Yom, if she'll see 1 day, she can be clean 1 day. If she sees 2 days, she can be clean one day as well. It's called Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. She'll see 3 times in 3 consecutive days in those Yud Aleph Yom, then she becomes a Zava Gdola, and she has to bring a carbon, and that's the case of Zava. After those Yud Aleph Yom, then we go back to, if you'd see again, it would go again to the status of Nida, which means 7 days, Ben Roa, Ben Reina Roa. The Ram has a unique sheet here. The Ram holds that 7-11 is something that's constant. It's not triggered by the first year. Those of you who aren't told, just need to know these are basic ideas. So, meanwhile, we're talking about a Zava. And the Halacha, Boel Nida, is also true by a Boel Zava. So therefore, how do we know it? Because it says by the parasha of Zava, Timei Nidasa Tiyeh, she's going to be Tamei 7 days like the days of Nidus, but it says Tiyeh Tmeyahi. So here we have the following drasha. Dashina Tiyeh Tmeyah, the Rabbos is Boala. The extra words is a riboy, not just har, but also Boala. Tiyeh Tmeyah, also the Boal is also Tamei 7 days, just like Boel Nida. It also says He, Tmeyahi. So here we use the he as a miut. He mitamas boala, that means a zava. Ve'en hazav mitame es masha boel tumas shiva. But a zav is not mitame the partner, only tumas shiva. This halacha is not said by boel zav. Ela tumas magal masa, like regular tumas magal masa, but it wouldn't have the din of tumas shiva like a boel neither. So that's the din that Zava has, the Maila that Zava has over Zav, that Halacha of Boel Zava. The Rosh is Ma'or here, the quote by the Melechus Shlomo, also the Gra notes this issue as well, that L'chora, there's a Chumra the other direction. That is the din of Mayim Chayim. In order to become Tohor, the Torah says specifically in the Parash of Zav, that he has to go to a Mayan, to Mayim Chayim, as opposed to a mikveh, the higher standard for tahara, that you need mayim chayim. That's mefurish in the pasuk, mayim chayim. Pashtus zava doesn't require mayim chayim. So then you have seemingly a chumra the other direction of zav over zava. So here the Rosh says in a chinami, but that doesn't bother me. L'mala mehen, this particular chumra is justified that zava is more chumra in that mitamas bala. So the Mishnah can list Zav as higher than Zav. This is what the Gra says here as well, Yalu Rabba. even though Zav Tzarech Bias Mayim Chayim, Hashekin Zava, Mikom Makom Yesh Lomayla Zav, with respect to this halach. There is a shita that Rashi quotes in Shabbos, on Daf Samach Hei Amid Beis, that even a Zava requires Mayim Chayim. Rashi rejects it. Rashi brings such a shita. It's a chidush, and that's something that Rashi says it's not, it doesn't seem to be correct. Umay said there's such a shita. We'll see, maybe that those Rishonim only said it binogeya baila, not binogeya tahara. Tahara, you wouldn't require mayim chayim. Maybe the other way around. Maybe it's gotta be baila, you don't need mayim chayim, they only meant the tahara. That's probably what they say, that they only said it binogeya, the higher level of tahara. Yeah, but the Gabi Baila, that's what the answer to Rashi's Kasha possibly. But most Rishonim assume that for every halacha, Zava doesn't need Mayim Chaim, only Zav. So you have to say what the Rishonim say here, what the Rashi the Gras says. What about the Rambam? The Rambam, as we saw numerous times, looks at Lamal Mehen and says that means that there is no Chumra in the earlier Av that does not exist in the later Av. So here you have an example of Zav being more chamor. Zav needs Mayim Chaim. So I think we'll have to answer what we said yesterday. But even the Rambam doesn't hold that you can't find a chumrah in the earlier Av, in the lower rung, that doesn't exist in a higher Av. It's the point is if the Mishnah mentions a chumrah and attaches it to a particular Av on the rung of the ladder, that chumrah must certainly carry over to everything higher. The chumras that are enumerated in the Mishnah. If you find some other chumra that's not enumerated, that's not mukhrach that it has to exist on. If it exists on a lower level, it has to exist on a higher. So therefore, notwithstanding the fact that Zav requires Mayim Chaim and Zav doesn't, but that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Maybe Dafka Mishnah doesn't mention that chumra of Zav Mayim Chaim because then it's not going to be able to say Zav is higher. So it doesn't mention it. So whatever is mentioned, the Rambam feels, would have to hold also for the other ones that come later. That's, I think, what you have to say for the Rambam. This inyan of a Boel Zava, so there's an interesting shayla like this. I alluded to the fact that you have Yud Aleph Yom, and what happens? During those Yud Aleph Yom, if she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava. That's called a Zava Gdola. But you also have what's called a Zava Ktana. A Zava Ktana is another way of saying what we call Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She sees one day within the Yud Aleph Yom, or even she sees 2 days. She's not yet a called a Zava Gdola, she doesn't require Karban. All she needs is one day without seeing it, in order to, you know, to neutralize the day that she saw. So the Shaila is like this. What about a Boel Zava Ktana? So, the drasha that the Torah's Kohanim has, it's mefurish that it's a halacha bo zava, whether it's a zavak do or a zavak tan. Here, find it. It's perek ches. Parshas Hey, the end of Parshas Mitzvah, Perek Ches, Os Ches, Tia Tmeya, the rabbi says Boala, he metames Boala, ben azo metames Shuhu Boel. No, that's the other one. That's the Diuk, the other earlier, sorry. Minayin Shishemeres Yan Yom Echad. I can't find the exact words, but Umaysa, I'm going to quote you from the Ravid. The Ravid's shita is the following. The din is that there's a din of Bo Zava, Bein Zav Tana, Bein Zav Gdola. But the question is, what is the status of a Bo Zav Tana? Do you become Tomei for 7 days? Or do you become Tamei only for one day? So the Ravid says here on the Torah's Kohanim that it's good enough with one day. So one day, and the Boel also, in other words, is like her. From the Rambam, the Pashtus, it's mashma that it doesn't matter. Whatever your boil, neither boil, zavah, double, zavah, tana, the din is the boil is tummy for 7 days. The Rambam says, Paragimel Mishka B'Moshe. He says in Halacha Beis, wait. Halacha Aleph, he says, Bo Nida Ki Nida, Shu Ami Ovas HaTumash Torah. He says it's like a Nida. Mitami Kega B'Maga, Mitami Adam B'Maga Masa, Mitami Hesem, Mitami Shkab Nekav Ki Nida, Bo Nida Ki Nida. Then he says in Halacha Beis, Ein Mishka Bo Nida Merkava Ki Mishka Nida Merkava. That's what we saw earlier, that you only make it a Risha. It's only Mitami Ochanu Maske. He brings you the drasha, how we know that. Fine. Halacha Gimel. Echad haba al hanida. O al hazav. O al shemes yom kineged yom. O al hayoledes. Ben kedakan, ben shelo kedakan, etc. So the Rambam doesn't make any distinctions between the nature and the scope of the tumah of the boel in any of these cases. So the stimas lashon of Rambam would be mashma not like the Ravid. That no matter what case it is, the Boel is Tamei Shivas Yamin. We learned the first pasuk is by Nida, so Tamei Shivas Yamin, and I would marbe Zava, whatever Zava it is, Tamei Shivas Yamin. If the Rambam would have held at the Ravid, the Rambam would have had to tell you something. Right? So it's Pashtus Hatzadach, one of the Medayik in the Rambam, that the halacha is the same no matter what. So you have to know what is the machokas, what would be idea, what would be, how to understand the machokas. The Ravid would say, if you boil Zava Katana, you've Tamei one day. And the Rambam would say, no, no matter what, you tell me 7 days. Pashtus and Machokas is that according to the Ravid, the Tumah of the Boel is basically her Tumah. He assumes her Tumah. Ad kedei kach that there was a Havamina in the Torah's Kohanim, that if she's only left with 3 days to go, let's say, he's only telling for the remaining 3 days, like her. So Kamash Malam, the Tumah Shivas Yamin, no, that his clock starts ticking for 7 from the time he's Boel. But pshat is that he assumes hartumah, and therefore if hartumah is for 7 days, then his tumah is for 7 days. If hartumah is only for 1 day, she has to be shemes yom keneged yom, then his tumah is 1 day. That's the pshat in the Ravid. According to the Rambam, no, it's the Torah is machadish a new tumah, a boil, nida, boil zava, just like there's halacha chveis, whatever it might be, tami shemes yomim for a nida, for a zava, there's a tumah of shemes yomim for a boil. A woman such as a zava, anida, yaledas. It's mechadish, a new tumah of shivas yamin. So maybe it's not pshat, you assume hard tumah. It's halacha, yabo, that woman, this, that, the other one, become a shivas yamin. That's the chavit of machokas between the Ram and the Ravid. Plus, it's interesting, just to cheshvin out something, it comes out according to the Ravid and Chiddush. At this point, she's seen 1 day. She's coming for 1 day. What's tomorrow? She sees again. She still is Zavak Tana. What happens if she sees a third day? She turns into a Zavak Dola. He was boiled her, but she was had only seen 1 day. So what happens then? I think it's brought according to the Ravid, the Mafreya, it turns out he's Taka Tami for 7 days. The Chidush, in other words. At the time, you don't know. If she'll have a clean day tomorrow, then he's out of the woods also. If she continues to see another day and another day over 3 days, that's the status of Zavak Dola. Comes out, he's Taka Tami for 7 days. So it comes out, it's mitzvah tali v'kai, yeah. So
in the second day, if he's boiled on the first day, so then on the second day, he's Tami Misafik?
He's boiled on the first day, he's Tami for, he means Tami that day. He thinks, what, the next day? Yeah, no, you won't know that. You won't know until two days later whether his Tumah has ended or not. That sounds like that. Interesting shaila that's raised in a number of achronim. Shulma Vilna has a discussion about this. What's the halacha by a boel yoledes mikeva? What's the halacha of a yoledes? So by zachar, she's tummy for 7 days, and then she has yimei toar. This is the game of Pashas Tazuya, right? By a yoledes mikeva, the tama shvuayim. So now, what would be the halacha if you're boel yoledes? We were married by her as well. Yoledes nekeva. So according to the Rambam, it's not shayla. According to the Rambam, if you boel shemir yom kenegi yom, it's 7 days. So if you boel yoledes nekeva, the point is you are tumah 7 days. Shayla is according to the Ravid. The Ravid says a boel zavak tana is tummy for 1 day. So what would be by boel yoledes nekeva? So her tumah is 14. So you're going to tell me he's tummy for 14? Lo shemah. You don't find that. You don't find anywhere in such a notion. Tahara, in other words, why not? Her tumah should be assumed by him. So the only thing maybe one could suggest to wiggle out of this question, maybe. The Gemara has a discussion both in the thing of Sanhedrin and also in Zvachim, the sugya of Yesh Emo Mikra Yesh Masora. Sometimes it's written one way and it could mean one thing, but it's read another way, a particular word. So how much weight do you assign to the mikra, to the masoras, and it has implications for various halachas. So one of the cases that Gemara brings in discussing this is the lashon of the Tumah Shvu Ayin Keidasa. It's written chaser, so which could be read as shivim. So one has to work out, you know, so what do you do with the fact that there's the sense that if you hold, you go with the way that it's written, the Masoras, so then would you have to assume Tumah Shivim? The Gemara is Mefalpo, and the Gemara says it can't be that, because it says Kinidasa. Shani Hasan Dechsib Kinidasa, this is in Zvachim Lamed Ches, Dechsib Kinidasa. So the point is, it's about a week, it means weeks, because the unit of Nidus is weeks. So don't, what, it's time to say 70? The Teretz is, it's a unit of weeks, so it must be Shvu'ayim. Because it says Kinidasa, so it's a parallel to Nida. Tosis comments and says, Pirish, Kishir Nidasa Yeshlecha Lohosif Anakeva Yosef Nazachar. The 7 days for Zachar, and then the Torah says, Shvu'ayim, you're not sure what it is, Shvu'ayim Mashivim, Kinidasa. So it means you're adding another cycle of 7. So it comes out that the way that you can understand the Tumah Yoledes Anakeva is not a Tumah of Yudal Yom. It's 2 units of 7. So that's the yisod of her tumah. So if that's the case, you tell me that even according to the Ravid, the boil nida assumes her tumah. So this shlama, if it was a tumah of 1 unit of 14 days, then the kasha is very strong. He should become tummy for 14 days. But what you're telling me that her tumah is really also a 7 day unit, except that there's 2 units. Good. Already for that, I could say, so for him, he assumes the inyan of the 7 day tumah, 1 unit, not 2. That already, the kasha is not as strong. In other words, the boel becomes tumah in the tumah of 7 days. So happens she has 2 units in 7 days. But that may be what the rabbi would agree, it would only be 1 unit for him. Yeah, and then even, it's a good ha'ara though, obviously, you know, to think through. This is the inyan of, you know, zav and zava. Yeah. Right, the Mishnah continues. Now we have Zava, now we have on top of Zava something else, Mitzora. Lamalam and Hazava, Mitzora. Shehu Mitamei Bibia. So, more Chamer Av over Zava is Mitzora. Why is that? Mitzora has a Chumra Shehu Mitamei Bibia. What is that? So, it's up the Rav. So, first of all, the Rav says something before even explaining the chumra of bia that mitzora has. The Rav makes clear the malum and azav mitzora. The mitzora osa mishkav moshav kezav. The mitzora has the milus and the chumras that were mentioned earlier. Included among them is that osa mishkav. Mishkav certainly is a halacha by zav, by zava. Zava is osa mishkav, just like a zav, and also is mitamei zbo'ala. Mitzora also is osa mishkav. Pashtus, that means to the same degree. That means that a mitzora makes the mishkav into an avatum. The chomer mimena she mitamei v'bia. So in this respect, the Rav is borrowing from the Rambam. The Rambam is again the one that takes the hierarchy, that if it's the chumra that's mentioned in the Mishnah at least, that chumra that attached to a particular av must certainly apply to everything that's after. We'll see in a minute, we'll come back to this issue, the Rashi disagrees. And the Rashi therefore holds that the Mitzorah does not make a Mishta B'Mosav to the extent that a Zavin Zava does. It won't make an Avatum, make a Rishigla to like this Rebbe Onida L'Mashal, but not an Avatum. And it doesn't bother him that it has a Kula vis-a-vis Mishkav that the earlier Av doesn't have, and it's more Chumra. L'Maisa, it has a Chumra that it's mentioned here, but the Rambam holds no. It has to have the Chumra Mishkav B'Mosav. The Rav in this respect agrees with the Rambam. We'll see later, in another sense, he doesn't necessarily accept the Rambam in every way, but at least for this halacha, the Rav agrees with the Rambam. But what is the Chumra that Mitzorah has over Zava? The Chumra Mimena, Shehu Mitame Bibia. That Mitzorah is Mitame with entering. What does it mean? Keshebo El Habayis. If Mitzorah finds himself in a house, he enters a house, covered area, an enclosed area. Tomei kol ma shebebayis afapi shelo naga. Everything in the house has now become tomei. Tomei as a rishon, the mitzvah is an avatuma, makes a rishon without any actual contact, no naga. Nevertheless, just being in the environment, in the surroundings of a mitzvah, together in the same enclosed area, that brings tuma to everything else. How do I know this idea that a mitzvah is mitame bebia v'chsiv michutz lamachane moshavo? This is a pasuk in Parashas Tazria. Badad yeshev michutz lamachane moshavo. Out of the camp is his station, moshavo, his where he's situated. Melamed she moshavo tame. That teaches us that where he is tame. There's an union of a moshav of a mitzorah. Moshavo creates a sense that it's not just the mitzorah himself, it's his space. Right? It's his space where he's positioned, where he's situated. That's all considered part of tumah. So if you're in that space of the mitzorah, that seems to be the hadara here. Now, let's understand. We'll elaborate more. What comes to mind, obviously, when we think in this idea of being in the space of the mitzorah, the Bia, what other Indian that we're all familiar with? Tumah of Oel, that we'll see later in the list, the Nogeya Mace. Okay, so there's obviously some relationship here. But notice immediately the Rav continues and gives us some specific halacha that is tied into this drasha, B'chutz L'machaneh Moshavo, Mikan Amru. So based on this, they said the following. Mitzorah Sheyoshev Tachas Ha'ilah. Now we're not talking about a house, we're talking about a space outdoors. But it's enclosed in the sense that you have shade, you have a tree. Mitzorah is sitting under the tree. That's his space. The Torah over. The Torah passes by the Mitzorah who's sitting under the tree. What has now occurred? Nitma Torah. The Torah becomes Tamei because that's the halach. So it's Mitamei Bibiyah, and this is also part of that halach. How about the other way around? The Torah Yoshev Tachas Ha'ilah. The Torah is sitting picnicking under the tree, Mitzorah over. Mitzorah is not station. Mitzorah is walking past. Lo nitma haTorah. The Torah remains Torah. That's because of the halacha of Moshavo. So it has to be considered Moshavo. This is not. What about in a house? Kahaygavna? The Rav is not so clear. Umasho. You know, the Mitzorah takes the house as a shortcut. Right? He's outside, there's a door one way, one side of the house, a door the other side of the house. So if the Mitzorah is inside and a taller person walks through the house and he's Tamei, that's no different than the case of the tree. What about the other way? Let's say the Torah is in the house and Mitzorah cuts through the house. So he's basically walking through. But there's more of a kvius, obviously, in a house than a tree. So this is not so pashut. I believe it's a machlokas rishonim in Kedushin. I never chance to be ma'ayin, check it out exactly the specific makoros, but I believe that there's a machlokas on this point. If this halacha of Mitzorah Over is also true by Bayis, or it's only true by Ilan, the case of the Rav gave is by Ilan. V'chein bebeged ha'menuga u'be'eben ha'menugas. The same halacha of Mitzorah Mitami Bibiya is not just the Mitzorah, but it's also Begen Minuga, Evan Amnugas. They're all Mitame, the surroundings. If they're in a house, anything around it, that's what you find in the story in Parshas Mitzvah. The Kohen says, I have to empty the house before I tell you that it's Tameh. Otherwise, it all becomes Tameh. Because it's in the house together with the Evan, with the stone is in the house, it's all Mekameh, some to the Evan, and it's taken off the house. Yeah. The Rav finishes up and says, when we talk about Mitzvah here, the Mitzvah that's Malam and Hazava, that has the chumrah that we have not seen until now, that's Mitami Bibiya. This is talking about what Mitzvah? We had Mitzvah well back in the first mission too, right? That was the lowest rung. But that was Mitzvah Mesfaro. That means that he's already, the disease is already clear from his body, and it's identified that it's already he's healing, but he has to go through the formal process of Tahara. So he first starts off the process with the birds, and then he has to count 7 more days, and then the next day, on the 8th day, he brings the karban, brings a carbon. During that 7-day period, from the time that he started the process of Tahara with the birds, that's called Mitzvah Meis Faro, that he's counting 7 days. That's the lower level Mitzvah, that is only an Avatumma on the level in the first Mishnah, that is Mekami Ben Maga, nothing more. What are we dealing with over here? That the Mitzvah is Malam and Hazava. That's Mitzvah Mei Charuta. Charuta means that he's been pronounced as a formal Mitzvah, that he has to go through the process of going, you know, the birds and everything else. That's Charuta. Avod Mei Sfaro, the Hainu Acha Tiglachas Vitziparit, after already having the shaving his hair and the birds, Eina Matamei Vibiyah, the Eina Matamei Mishkavu Moshev, either as the Rav began with the issue of Mishkavu Moshev. Now, the Rav left out an intermediate case, you realize. There's Mitzvah Mei Sfaro, that's the mission of the first beginning of the parak. There's the case of Rav says here, Mitzvah Mei Charuta. Charuta means he's been already formally pronounced as Tameh, without a doubt. And that's where he's going to have to go through the process of Tegachas. He hasn't started it yet. But what's the other type of Mitzvah? Mitzvah, not Muchlat, Mitzvah Musgar. So Musga means that he's within a period that the Kohen said, take another look in a week. What is that Lacha Mitzvah Musga in terms of Tumah? So it's clear, the Mishnah in the Gilavay tells us, that the Halachas of Tumah apply already by Mitzvah Musga just as Mitzvah Mukhra. And then Mitzvah Musga, Mitzvah Mukhra, Ella, Deglachas Mitziparim, and Priyo Prima. Certain specific halachas, Benagia rending his garments, and Benagia having to go through the process of the birds and the tahara, that's only if he's a mukhrat. But the halacha that Mitzvah is mitameh, so according to Rabbi, mitameh mishkav u'moshav, like a zav and zava, that's also by Mitzvah muzga. And so to mitameh v'biya. So it's a little bit not the Rav jumped to Mitzvah v'mei chaluto l'chore, he's rav dafki, he means, as opposed to, you know, Mesfaro, Chaluto, and we already know from Mishnah Megillah, Musgar Mukhar had the same halachas. The pashtus, that's what you have to say. Okay, now this halacha of Mitzvah Metame Bibiya, so the Rav quoted the Makar being Mechutz Amachane Moshavo. There is another Makar that's quoted by Rashi several times in Shas and also in Chumash. It's the Makar is a Sifrei. On a pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha, the Parsha of Miriam. Next week we're going to, Eretz Yisrael, they're learning it this week, we're learning it next week. The pasuk says, Al Nasihi Kameis, this is Aaron speaking to Moshe, Al Nasihi Kameis. So here you have an equation between the Tzorah and a Meis. So Rashi says already in Chumash on that pasuk. Shamitzora chashuv kemeis. That's how we always say. So that's one of the. That's the makkah. Onasi kemeis. Continues Rashi. Ma meis mitami bibiya. Ah, mitzora mitami bibiya. The lesson of our Mishnah is mitzora mitami bibiya. Rashi says, where does it come from? Because meis is mitami bibiya. What does it mean? Meis mitami bibiya. That's even to masora. So that's a makkah. That mitzora mitami bibiya. That we have in our Mishnah, the Mokam being the equation to Meis. Rashi has this in Chumash. Rashi has it also in Bava Basra, Daf Tesa, with Beis. There Rashi uses the Lashon Ohel. Again, by Meis, usually the Lashon uses Ohel. By Mitzvah, the Lashon here is used as Bia. Rashi says, "Biskish lemeis letame af ba'ohel." Also, Rashi in Sanhedrin. So the shaila is, what do you need to tzuk it? You have one mucker from Anasi Kameis. What do you need? Moshe Vol, vice versa. So from the Ravid and Teres Kohanim is where you have the drasha of Moshe Vol that the Rav quotes. It seems from the Ravid that really, in a chinami, the real mucker is the equation to Meis. Moshe Vol is not the mucker for the din that the Tzorik and Tami Bibiya. It's a mucker to limit the scope of the tumah. Because what did the Rav himself quote after mentioning the drasha? He says, "Melamed mikan amru mitzorah." That's yoshev mitzorah over nitmator. Then torah yoshev mitzorah over lo nit. So the Rav says like this: Moshavo zot the Rav sheye pirush sheyehe moshavo tamei. That's the Russian Torah's Kohanim. Kolomash ena matami ba'ohel elim kein yashav. Oh, Ahmad, he had to stop. He had to either be sitting or he had to stop. Avoderach havaraso enemetame. So it sounds from the Rabbi he's trying to say is, he continues, you see, that the ikar drasha moshavo is not the fact that the mitzvah is metame. It's the fact that he won't be metame if it's not, he's not there in a permanent way. Well, not permanent, but in the sense that it's more kavua. And he goes on, Mitzorah de Mitami Ba'oel, Biduchta Achrina Nafkel, and Bersiv Anasi Kameis, Mameis Mitam Ba'ov Hakisa Bisifri. So, in other words, the Iker din Mitami Ba'oel, that's nomad from the equation to Meis. And what Moshe Bo is coming to do is tell me that you have to, it's only when it's a sense of Moshev, when the Mitzorah is actually in a kvius there, and not if he's just passing through. It's interesting. The lesson of the Rav though sounds like mikan amru or melamich moshavu tamei. That alone is the makar. According to the Rav, the ikar makar is really not that. And right, Rashi and Chumash quotes other makaros. We'll see at the end of the Mishnah. L'maisa, there are a lot of other nafkaminas between the parameters of tumas ohel by meis and the parameters of tumas bia by mitzorah. It's not just this particular halacha, which seems to point in direction that these are two very different notions, and yet, you know, there seems to be a little bit of overlap, but not necessarily that the Hadara is one and the same. Now, there is a diuk that the Rash makes in terms of proving his point that really the hierarchy here is not precise. In other words, that there could be cases earlier that are more chomer than what's later. So, l'mashal, let's, before the Rash, you'll see, if you look in the Rambam, on the other hand, felt that the Mishnah is precise. If there's a chomer that's in the Mishnah by one case, that chomer has to also exist on a higher av as well. The Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah sees it right in our Mishnah. Look at the Pirsha Mishnah here. Bibia, right? Bizil Inyan, it gives you the cases. Bizil Inyan, he quotes me, Chusamachne Moshe Bo, Ba Kabbalah Moshe Bo Tameh. Bizil Amru, Inyan Amro Bibia. When is this? Which Mitzorah is it? Bizil Inyan, Zadim, the Mitzorah Bimei Gomro Levad. That's the Mitzorah Mukha. It's Mana Tzaras, Bob Mei Sfura. Bechein Evin Anuga, Begir Anuga. Umei Amro, from that which it says, it says in the Mishnah, the Mitzorah, Shulumala mehazava, by the fact that the Mishnah lists Mitzorah is higher than Zava, Teda, I can prove two things about Mitzorah that are not stated in the Furish, but it's clear from the Mishnah that that is the case. Number one, Shulitame b'masa kamoha. We know that Zava is metame b'masa, even the Vera is metame b'masa. What about Mitzorah? Is Mitzorah metame k'masa? Certainly. Because Mitzorah is even higher. And it's higher than Zav, and Zav is Tami Masa, and even earlier we saw Tumas B'Masa. And what else is clear? B'Shehu Yaseh Mishkav Kizav Zav. So the Rambam uses our Mishnah, the fact that there's a Lamala Mehem here, that must be that if Mitzorah is Mitami B'Via, Mitzorah is certainly Mitami B'Masa, Mitzorah is certainly Mitami B'Mishkav Moshe, because it's even higher than Zav. And here is where the Rash parts ways with the Rambam. And the Rash and Maisa has very strong kasha to prove that you don't have to assume that at all. Let's take a look at the Rash. The Rash is not here on this Mishnah, but it's earlier in Mishnah Gimel. If you remember the discussion in Mishnah Gimel, the Rash had a suffix, it's Amud Hay, in the Surah Sadaf here, about Boel Nida, if there's Mayanos or not, one suffix. The other suffix was, if Boel Nida is what, is Mitamei, Bechiburin, regarding Bechiburin, the Nagava Mas. Right, those are the two things that the Rash was specific about. And the Rash says, look, it's higher than what's mentioned before. Been again the question of Mitami Begadin, and that's already earlier we saw it. So the Rashi says, go to like six lines when they get wide. The Imnomar to who Adin Hanoso Nami Lo Mitami Begadin Nimsa Bonida Kam Nevela. How could it say the Maomehen Bonida? But then he says, maybe the Maomehen is not going on this; it's going on earlier. And he says like this, Aval Karchin Sarach Loma. See this? It's right after the number 23. No 23. Everyone see it? Aval Karchin Sarach Loma. The Lo Asa Remeimah Shei Hei Chomer Mehen Ha'elyon L'chol Dover. Can't be that what is higher on the rung is Chomer in every way. Because look, listen to this. Da'tani L'kamei. Further on in the list, it says, L'malo Min Hazava is Mitzorah. I'm missing today. Shul Mitami Bebiya. But wait a second. Listen to this, says the Rash. Umatsinu, the Zava Nami Chamura Min Mitzora. But there's something that Zava has over Mitzora, even though it's lower in the Rav. Namely, the Zava Mitamas Bara, which is what the Mishnah says specifically, that Zava has over Zav. And with Halacha is the Ein Mitzoras Mitamas Bara. Someone is Bara Mitzoras, so the din is that he doesn't become Tamid. How do I know? That she has gone. First has gone. That woman might have been so from the dinner that she's not the tummy's baller. The Shach of Ishka Vishal saw Pratim and Saras. That's one point. See, so you see, Chora, you see that even though Mitzora is mentioned after Zava, it's higher as an Avatuma, nevertheless, it's Shaykh to say that Zava has a Chumra over Mitzora, namely, it's Matami's baller. And Mitzorah Mefurish is not. One point. But Otcham, or another thing. Kedamin b'psachim daf samach zayin. The Gemara seems to say, there's Zav Chamor shekin osa mishkav moshav m'tamik l'chais b'aseita. So there's a Gemara also that sounds like Zav osa mishkav moshav unlike Mitzorah. So now, again, you see Zav has a chumra that Mitzorah doesn't have, Mishkav Moshe. And that which we find in Mashmah Tos Kohanim, that it makes Mishkav Moshe, and also in Nida, the Teretz is, the Rashi says, that which a Mitzorah makes Mishkav Moshe, not to the same degree that a Zav makes Mishkav Moshe. What does a Zav do to make to a Mishkav Moshe? What does it make it? An Avatum. That Gemara Nida L'Mashal, that says that you have Mishkav Moshe because it's told by Evan Mesama. So what's Shech Evan Mesama if you don't have Mishkav Moshe? The whole notion of Mesama is only in the context of either Masa or Mishkav Moshe. You assume it's Mishkav Moshe. Hanimi Tami Ofen Umashkin. In other words, the Mishkav Moshe of Mitzorah becomes Wari Risho. Of Mishkav Moshe of the Zav, Chomer Mitami Adam Tami Gadim. But on this point, the Rash realizes that one could press the Docha the Raya from Sachem and say that when the Gemara says there that in Sachem Samach Zayin, that a Mitzorah is not Osa Mishkav Moshav, what Mitzorah might it be talking about? Perhaps a Mitzorah b'mei Sfura. But a Mitzorah b'mei Gemara, meaning Mitzorah Mukhat, is Osa Mishkav Moshav, mamish like a Zav. Who the Chora would have to Rambshat like that in Sachem? Who's going to have to Rambshat that way in Sachem? The Rambam. The Rambam we said before says that Mitzorah makes Mishkav Moshav, mamish pashtis like a Zav, like an Avatum. But the Rash doesn't like that pshat in the Gemara, and You see, go on, he tries to say, can be. So, in terms of the Rashi, basically two points that he brings out that seemingly show that Mitzora, although it's higher on the rung, yet the Zava, which is lower, has a Chumra over it. Number one, the Chumra that Zava has, that it's Mitami Bala and Mitzora is not, that's Mefurish and Torah's Kohan. And the second thing, that a Zava makes Mishkav and Moshav a Kanav, and Mitzora doesn't. So on the second point, Lechara the Rama would disagree. It's not true, and he'll work out the Gemara Pesachim differently. We have to figure out how the Rama would work out to say that. But the Rama says Mefurish, Mishkav and Moshav by Mitzora is just like a Zava. But what about the first point? This is a big time on the Ram. Pashtus. The Ram never brings Baal Mitzora because it's Mefurish Torah's Kohanim. It's not. The Ram says, Yeledes, Zav, Zava, neither Yeledes. That's it. A Baal Mitzoras does not become Tum. The Ram agrees with that halacha. He never says that it's that there's a Din Baal Mitzoras because there isn't. And here you have a Chumra, therefore, in Zava, that's not in Mitzora. And here you can't wiggle out of it by saying, well, it's a Chumra that's not mentioned. This is mentioned. This is before the Chumra that's mentioned by Zava is the fact that it's Metameh's Baal. And it says, L'mala Mehen. So, Mamash here, we have the Rambam quoted. You know, Kiilu, like, well, what's Rambam going to do with this? It's a Shtaka Tain. How could the Rambam hold that the Mishnah's L'mala Mehen has to mean that any Chumra that's mentioned along the way has to continue along? Here you see the first not that way. Zav is Mitzoras Bala, Mitzoras are the same. I mean, Mitzoras is a case of a woman Mitzora, and she's not Mitzoras Bala, and yet it's mentioned later. It's a chidush to say this, but there's a mahalach that some achronim want to say. The svar is a chidush, and then to try to say this pshat in the Rambam will be something to swallow. The Ikka Chidush is in Ar Sameach. He doesn't say it in terms of Imiyash of the Rambam. Other Achronim want to bring this himself. I think it's a Zecher Yitzchak, Vitzchak Panavizhar. Says it to answer Pshat in the Rambam in our Mishnah. But the Ikka Yisod is in Ar Sameach, Perek Beis Mishkav Moshe. The Yisod is like this, that the din that, let's say, Nida or Zava is Mitame is Boala, is really not merely a function of the Tumah. She's Tameh, and he now, by being Baruha, becomes Tameh. She's Tameh 7 days, he's Tameh 7 days. We saw Machok from the Raya, but if she's Tameh 1 day, what about him? But basically, her Tumah, now, the halacha of Tumah that she has, now also applies to him as a result of being Baruha, the woman that's Tameh. So he says, no. There's something else as well that's critical to understanding this halacha, that the Baal Nida Baal Zava is Tameh. And that's the fact that he was over in Issa. This is a Bi'ah Asura. Not just that he was Baal a Tameh. And so now the Tumah, halacha of Tumah applies to the Baal. It's the fact that the Torah goes there on this Bi'ah, which is a Bi'ah Asura, that it's also, the Bi'ah Asura is also the Tameh. So it's a function, I don't know, primarily or solely or partly, I don't know what degree, but critical part of the halacha that the Baal becomes Tameh is the fact that there was a Bi'ah Asura. That's the Yisod here, a short piece in Ar Sameach, and the Zecher Yitzchak takes this idea and says, this maybe would be the answer for the Rambam, that Lemaisa, there's a Mi'ot. But Sof Kol Sof, what is the Mi'ot telling us? The Mi'ot is really the fact that there's no Issur of Bi'ah Asura by Mitzora. In terms of the Inyan of Bi'ah Asura, you don't have a problem. Therefore, there's no Inyan that there'll be Tumah. So if that's the case, maybe it's not a problem in the fact that Mitzora doesn't have this halacha, because the whole halacha is predicated on the Bi'ah Asura component, which doesn't exist in Mitzora. So introducing the halacha that Zava has the din over what was earlier, over Zav and over the others, so the Mishnah feels justified in saying, Lamaisa, the din is true. See, the thing I was struggling with in terms of this chat is, Lamaisa then a Zav, there also is no Issa. Zav is Boel, somebody, I mean, I don't know if there's an Issa there. and yet the Mishnah Yisra is a Chumrah Zava Mizav. I don't quite understand. But how come it counts in that regard? But you have to say that something goes up, it's something new. So to say something new, it can be mentioned as a halach. But if you're going to use it as a kasha, that how come something else doesn't have it, if the critical ingredient that makes the halacha true is not present, and therefore the halacha is not there, that doesn't break the rule of the Rambam. Something like that. I didn't see Zechi Yitzchak inside, but I think that's probably the basic mahalach that they want to say. It's a very novel idea, and as a chora, you have to test this in a lot of cases, because there are hikatinsis where you can have cases, l'mashal, of nida, zava, that technically the inyan of tuma is separate from the iser. Usually you have a case of a nida, she's tamei, and also she's also aser. But there could be isolated cases where the two separate. There's a shita, maybe the rush, in the case of a poletes, sheikh vazera, so it could be sosa her count, or it could be sosa her count, by nida, by zava. But he says a chidush that it's only sosa the count in terms of, that's a shivanakian, in terms of tuma. But in terms of Isser, she could actually go to the mikvah and be tohar, and yet, in other words, lebaila, but not for taharis. So here you have an interesting situation. A case like that, what would be the din of a boil nida in such a situation? According to this yisod, even though she's tamei, but if it's not biasur, it wouldn't become tamei. Or another, you know, possible nafkamina along the same lines. We mentioned before the shita that Rashi quotes from his Rebbe's in Shabbos Samachay, that a zava needs mayim chayim, just like a zav. So I alluded to before. So some want to say that they don't mean in every respect. The mashal for baila, you don't need mayim chayim. For tahari, you need mayim chayim. So suppose such a woman went to the mikvah, but not to a maya, not to mayim chayim. So she'd be mutter lebaila, but she'll still be a zava for tum and for tahari. If you're now going to say that a bo'o nida has a halacha of tuma only because it was a bi'asura, so once you eliminate the bi'asura problem, she didn't have a problem with bo'o nida. So there's a lot of chidushin that lie in this yisrael, not just a conceptual, you know, a mahalach, but it has practical nafkaminas. Someone, you know, says, the whole Indian of nida today is negeya, obviously, negeya only for yisrael baila. There's a sheet of Rashi Sachin, but if you're Tomei Mace, let's say, and you can't lift that because you don't par Aduma, you can't lift any other Tuma either. So that means that L'maisa, when we have a Nida going to the mikvah, L'maisa, in terms of Taros, right, there is no real Tara taking place. Our mikvah is only for Bad. Okay, so in Achanami, so all these situations where you could have a Heta Rabbaila and then, or Heta to a, you know, Bia, the excellent still have a tumah. And according to this Yisod, it will come back, there would be no din of boil need. Anyway, possibly this can help us for the Rambam to miyashim the kash of the Rashi. Okay. Let's see the next part of the Mishnah. So we have Lamara min ha zav zava. Lamara min ha zava is mitzora. And now the Mishnah continues and says, "Umalam and Amitzora, etzem kasaora." By the way, the Rashi that I just quoted for you is quoted here in the Tosafot Kibbe Eger. You'll see on the side as well. That Rashi, that piece of Rashi that we just quoted, is in Kibbe Eger's Mitzayin here on the side. So the Mishnah says, "Umalam and Amitzora, etzem kasaora, shumetamei tumas shiva." So now we have another chumrah, another avatuma, more than mitzora, etzem kasaora. Etzem kasaora means from a mace, the size of a saora, is mitane tumas shiva. In what way? So we're not talking about ohel, right? Ohel, you need kazayis in a mace, or you need much more than an etzem kasaora. Rov Minyan, Rov Binyan, talking about B'maga. We'll see with this in the Rav. But Saf Kol Saf, the tumma that it imparts is something new. It's a tumas shiva. Says the Rav, how do we know? Tichshiv. V'chibastem b'deichem b'yom ha'shviu t'haratem. That's a pasuk by Melchemes Midyan. It says, on the seventh day, then you know, the tumma will lift from the clothing. So we darshan, kola tumos yatem mitamim b'meis. And this was based on tumas meis. They came into contact with corpses as a result of the mochama. So the begadim became tamei meis. So the tumos having to do with meis have 7 day period for it to last. Lo yipchus mishiva. That's the drush. Okay. Now, zot the rav, interesting thing. So here you have seemingly the chumrah of etzem kisora. That's mitamei tumas shiva. Now, before I continue the Rav, just a point here to bring out from the Gra, Pashup, Shad here. Wait a second. Tumas Shiva is a new Chumrah. Haven't we seen it already? We saw it already before. What else is coming for Shiva? Zav. Zav. Nida. So what's suddenly a Chumrah here, a new Chumrah, Tumas Shiva? So the Gra says Shad here. Afal gav the zav is zava, neither the aledes the tzor nami tmein tumas shiva. So also 7 day period. Hani isnu gufayu tmeim shiva, avachrini lo mitami pasuk pshat el tumas erev. There the pshat is their tumas 7 days, but they're not mitami others 7 days. What is it? Etzem kisaora. Etzem kisaora mitami hanogei about tumas shiva. Now, the only thing you can ask is, yeah, but the Baal Nida. Yeah, but you see, the point is the Baal Nida is its own Avatumah. That's in the list separately. You're saying, but what? But Maisa, well, that's the question. How do you understand it? You're saying, but Saf Kol Saf, the notion of being Mitami something else 7, you have already, in the sense that Mitami is Baal. The Chumah before wasn't Mitami Shiva. Mitami is Baal. That's what's new about it. Certainly by Maga you haven't seen it. Except maybe Cherev Kachol, but that's not in the Mishnah. No, the model of being Mitamei B'maga, that's I think what the Gro have to mean. You know, in other words, the word just spells out the fact that that which they have their own tum of Shiva, that's not what Mishnah means. Mishnah means that you impart to this. Someone touches an etzem kisora, it's tummy Shiva. So the only shal is you're asking, but what about the fact that he's Bo-Nida? So she also imparts tum of Shiva through to the Boel. So first of all, what exactly does that mean? Is it really, first of all, you have to know the Chakira before. Is it really imparting Tumma, or is it a new halacha? It's a new halacha, and it's still not what we're talking about here.
Plus,
what?
This is a limited case of how it's
Chakira. Yeah, it's everybody. It's, you know, it's like anyone touches. Yeah, Yanachanami. And just say, and then say on top of that, it's specifically Maga. That we haven't seen until now. Bo'el Nida is because of Bo'el Nida becomes Tumma. If you understand the long lines and the Ravid, she imparts Tumma to him, which is not clear if that's what's going on. But it's only through, but not through Maga. Maga wouldn't do it. Boil neither. So what you have here in Etzem Kisora is the idea that your Tamei Shiva by touching the Etzem Kisora. So that's the Chumrah of Etzem Kisora over what's before. But now the Rav brings in more of the issues we've been playing out throughout the whole Mishnah, that by saying Umalami Mehen, does not always assume that the earlier, that you know, that the early ones don't have something over this. This is more chomer. Zok the Rav, v'afal gav, the mitzora chomer me etzim kisora. In what sense is mitzora chomer? Mitzora mitami kosher ba'oel, kishabal ba'oel. V'etzim kisora ain't a mitami ba'oel. In other words, what I said before, etzim kisora is not big enough shear for oel, that you need much more. So, mitzora, we just got finished saying, is mitami bibiyah, which is very much in the sense of mitami ba'oel, that's something that you don't have by etzim kisora. Etzim kisora is only b'maga. Speak the Rav, how could it be that l'mala min ha-mitzora is etzim kisora? Etzim kisora is kal b'nogea mitzora in terms of that mitzora is mitami ba'oel and etzim kisora is not. That's the kasha. Another application of this kasha will keep bringing up. So here you have a chum, an earlier one, and this chum is enumerated, right? Mitami v'biyah. And now, and Etzim Zoro is not becoming the Bia. So how could it say Umala? So what does the Rav here answer? In terms of what's mentioned, it happens to be more chomer. The fact that there'll be the other one has more chomer in the other way, but of course, the hierarchy still can stand, because in this way it is more chomer. And here the Rav basically goes down the path of the Rash. You should realize that this is not just here. This could be understood for the whole Mishnah. Don't give me any kashas like we had the kasha earlier. Bin Agea, Mitzrayim not being Mitami is Bala and Zava is. The point, the Rav doesn't allude to what he's referring to, but it's the Chayim. Call Hani Lamala Mala the Chasha. All these Lamalas in the Mishnah. Rav Lachom Nili Kamar the Chomer Hashem Yimil Arusha. Doesn't mean that in every way the second one's more Chomer than the first. But the meaning of as long as we can justify what is being stated, that is a ma'ila, that's enough to explain the Mishnah. So it's interesting how mitzat echad, right, the Rav earlier took the side of the Rambam on the Machlokes, the Nogea Mitzora Mitamim Moshe, that's because the Rav must have held that's true. But a hechrach he didn't have. The Rambam brought it out from the Mishnah. That was what we saw in the Rambam in the bottom. The Amro, Mitzor, Shomago, Mazava, Teda. That what? That Mitami ben Masra, Mitami Mishkov, Kizav, Zava. Because it says Umaga. The Rav here is clearly holding not that way. The Rav brings the Kasha here from Etzim Kisor, not the Mitami ben Bia. And he says the answer is, as long as this is a Chumra, that's all you need to say, and it's called Umaga man, and so to the Mishnah. But now recognize here again, the Rambam is going to be difficult. So what is the Rambam going to do with this Nakuda? The Rambam holds that Lamal Mehen means what's enumerated. One place has to also exist the next place. So we tried to say a Shtikl Torah before to answer up in the other case, when Mitzora is not Mitami Bala and yet it comes higher on the rung. What do you do with this? Etzim Kisora is not Mitami Bidiya and yet it seems to be higher on the rung, then Mitzvah is Mitzvah Biyah. What's the Rambam going to do? Long way, you know. You always have to answer up for the Rambam. What are you going to do with the Rambam here? So, I don't know if this is a full answer, but a thought is to say the following. In a Chinami, there's a separate rung called Etzim Kisora, but Etzim Kisora is not its own, completely own paradigm of Tumah. It's a subcategory of Tumas Meis. True, the Mishnah breaks it up into one rung, Etzim Kisora, and then says, Chomer Mikulam HaMeis, which is the next thing, which is Mitam Va'oha. True. In that respect, it's a separate rung, but in terms of the breaking the rule of the Rambam, maybe it's not such a kasha, because the Rambam's rule was, you can't have something higher on the rung that doesn't have the Chumrah that was mentioned before. So what's our kash? Etzem Kisaora doesn't have the chumrah of Mitami Vibiya and Mitzora, which is lower, does. So maybe the answer is, but Etzem Kisaora is a subcategory of Tumas Neis, and Tumas Neis has Tumas O. So that's good enough to answer up that it's not like I have a higher Avatumah that's missing the chumrah of before. In terms of inserting it in the hierarchy, in the Mishnah Fizz, okay, we're not going to jump right away to Tumas Neis. I'll break it down and say Etzem Kisaora, Tami to Mashiva, that's already something to notice. And then we say Chav Miku and Hameis. But in terms of breaking the rule, I can already associate Etzim Kisora enough with Meis, which is a derivative, it's another form of Tumas Meis, that it's enough to say that it's not like I'm breaking the rule and I have something higher that lacks the Chum of Mitzora. No, because it has in it the association with a Tumah of Ohel. So that's enough. I don't know, I'm not sure. In other words, it's interesting. Mitzad Echad, it's a separate rung, because Mishnah wants to highlight its din by itself before it gets to Tumas Meis. But maybe it's not as much, it doesn't bother me as much as a Kasha that says the other Kasha did. Mitzora above Zava, Mitzora is a new paradigm of Tumah. And that doesn't have the Chumah that was just mentioned by Zava, and it's the Malum in Zava. That's a major Kasha. Here, not as strong a kasha, because Etzem Kisora is Tumas Meis also, just that in this particular instance he doesn't have that chumrah of ohel. So it's enough, it's a quarter half rung instead of a rung, if you want to say it that way. The Rambam's rule is, if I have a new rung, it has to have the chumrah before. But if I have a rung in between two rungs, a half rung, that doesn't have to necessarily conform to that formula. That's what I'm basically suggesting. Yeah.
Of a Satoma.
Very nice, very nice. You're being a riot, it's saying. So even though the Mishnah has a Lamala Mehen, that's for the Mishnah's considerations, it serves the Mishnah's purpose in terms of illustration. But in terms of a categorization, it wouldn't be necessarily Yudasab. So I leave the Amelie that could be a Yishuv for this. The riot, the Rav, of course, asked his Akasha and brought out the Svar of the Rash based on this. In any event, that is Etzem Kisora Mitame Tumas Shiva. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, Chamor Mikulam Hames. The most Chamor of all them, so we're both saying, chazeling everything, what have we started with? We had Mishnah Aleph, what do we have? A Sheret, Veshikwa Zera, Tamin Meis, no. So Meis Faro, and Mechatzinu Dazoya, that was Maga, that was the first level. Second Mishnah, what do you have? Second Mishnah, no. Zera, Mechatzinu Dazoya, that's Mas. Third Mishnah, Cham Mehen, Mal Mehen, Bar Nida, that what? What's its Chumrah? Mishka Takum Ke'elya, Mishka. Mal Mehen, Mayanos Ha'azav, that are Metamid Magov Masa, whatever the Pshat might be. Good. Mal Mehen,
Merka.
Merka, Metame, that Musama. Mal Mehen, Mal Mehen, Merkav, Mishkav, the Mishka and the Mishnah, the Rat, Shabe, Magol and Masol, right? Malam and Amishkav, is what? Zav. Yeah, what's the Chumrah? Osa Mishka, Mishkav Osa Mishka. Mam and Azav, Zava, Shikam is Boyala. Mam and Azava, it's like today, this is fresh. Zava, Mitzora, Tami Bibia, Lamala Menamitsora, Esim Kisaora, that's Tame Tumas Shiva. I hope we didn't leave anything out. I don't think we did. I think it's good. Yeah, and now, Chomer Mikula Mames, Shu Mitame Va'ohel, Masha Ein Kula Mitame. Here, Mishnah gets a little bit more wordy. Mace is the ultimate, it's Mitame Va'ohel, what no other ones are Mitame. So we have to know a couple of things here. Let's look at the Rav carefully here. The obvious question that comes to everybody's mind is, what do you mean? We just got finished talking about two rungs earlier, or a chveis, we want to say a rung and a half earlier, whatever it might be, you know, or half a rung earlier. Rung and a half earlier. Mitzorah is mitami bibia. So isn't that also tumas olam? Zot the Rav. And something else before that, the Rav says, "Chom mikol hames, yesh mehem chamurim mimes." There are things earlier in the rung, lower in the rung, that are more chamurim mimes. L'mashal, shezav v'zava osin mishkav u'mosav mitam be'evim mesama. Along the way, we had mishkav mosav mesama, zav and zava have all of that, right? Right, Mishka Moshev already found by Bol Nida, and certainly Merkav Moshev, Zav and Zava have it. Evan Misama, we already saw with Merkav, and certainly Mishkav, and also Zav and Zava. All these avos have Evan Misama, have Mishka Moshev. But Mace ain't also Mishka Moshev. There ain't a time to Evan Misama. So Mace doesn't have too much Evan Misama, doesn't have Mishka Moshev. So how can it be Chavi Kona Mace? Again, according to the understanding that everything higher has embraces all the earlier chumras, these chumras then exist by mace. The kamakom, the naira zoom, mace chum, the kum shem taba, on this naira it's higher. Basically, the Rav is echoing what he said a minute before, that lamal mehen doesn't mean exclusively that there can't be anything that the other one has over this. In this respect, it's chum mikulon. Yes? Mitzias, and the Mitzias is, and Hashem Mitzias in Mayanus. But Shach Mayanus and Mace, these things can be issuing from the Mace. I don't know. Everything's Aser Ba'anah, but that's only part of the Meis. Ba'yanus means Roko, I don't know, Shaykh Mitzias, I'm not sure if you call it Ma'yanis. If it's not from a living organism, I don't even know if it has a status of Ma'yanis. Yeah. And if anything, you know, anything that comes in, it could be a Jasabana. You have to know. But here again, Rabbi Yisrael, you're going to have to confront the Rambam. Yeah? The Rambam, who again, he built out of the Mishnah. And they omro bin Mitzora, Shu'umam, Rezava, Teda, Shimtam, and Masa, Vishuyas, and Mishka, Vamosa. So now Mehanameis, Uchorah, it was mentioned earlier, the Chumras of Evin Misama, the Chumras of Mishkav Umoshav. So what do you do with the fact that Meis is higher and yet doesn't have it? What is the Ram going to answer? So Lemaisa, in Evin Misama itself, the Rambam mentions it within the context of Mishkav Umoshav. Doesn't mention it, let's say, Lemaisa by Masa. The Rash was one that brought Evin Misama in within Masa, and says, you know, Evin Misama also has application for Masa. If the Tohor is no Shiva Tamei, but it's done in a way that's not felt, or it's not moving it. So normally the Rash says Masa doesn't require Azaza, but Evin Misama Tumos don't require it. But the Ram holds, as we saw, every Masa doesn't require Azaza. So according to the Ram, the whole application of Evin Misama is only with Mishka V'Moshe. So the real question is more Mishka V'Moshe. So maybe for that, what do you want to say?
You said
my healing
also.
But it's not really, the Musik is not Shaykh. In other words, like Lashana Gemara, we saw it yesterday, Nida. Are they B'nai Mishka V'Moshe? In other words, what Shaykh Mishka V'Moshe by a mace? Mace doesn't sit, it doesn't scan, it doesn't walk, it doesn't... You know, so what Shaykh Mishka V'Moshe by a mace? Now, the only thing is the Rambam didn't necessarily buy into that svara in the same way that the Rishonim did. The Rambam paskins beged, Hamanuga has Mishka V'Moshe. Evan doesn't, Beged does, and the Rabbi disagreed. So I'm not sure what to say. I mean, in other words, I would like to say what you're saying. I think you're saying is probably correct in answering to the Rambam. That apparently the whole knows Mishka V'Moshe is not Shaykh, and therefore you can't ask a kasha from that. But we have to bear in mind that the Rambam did paskin the Beged has it. So in what sense does Beged have a Mishka V'Moshe, but it's in time Mishka V'Moshe? But Umaysa, that's an issue that has to be thought about. Yeah. Now the Rav brings the following. What about the fact that Metzelis Mitami Bibia? So how can you tell me oil is a novel thing that nothing else has? It only comes up here. The last thing is Mace, and that's Mitami Bibia. What about Tumas Bia? Zot the Rav. Umash and Metzora Mitami Bibia. Ain Tum Asoki Tumaso. That Metzora Mitami Bibia is not the same thing. As follows, Dim Hichnis Yado with Bayis HaMenuga Tohor. He sticks his hand into the Bayis. I don't know why it says Bayis HaMenuga. Pashtus means what? He sticks his hand into the Bayis. That's the point. What? Yeah. And the point is that's the Shaila. Bayis HaMenuga sounds like it's a Bayis that has Saras in the house. We're not talking about it. We're talking about a Mitzvah going into an enclosed area. That's the Pshat. That's what it has to mean. You stick your hand, unless he means stam, in case a person sticks his hand to a bayis hamenuga. But we're talking about mitzora, not the other mitzora. Well, I mean, you could say also stam. You could go into a bayis hamenuga. You could talk about that case too. Perhaps the rabbi would be talking about a case of the mitzora himself. If he doesn't go in, he sticks his hand in. Tahor. Or again, you could say, I guess if you put your hand into a bayis hamenuga, you're tohor. But that doesn't seem to be the issue here. The mitzora has to be in the house, not partly in the house. Tohor. If he goes in, but he's not fully in, so his nose is outside, tohor. The bia b'miktsas lav shmei bia. So that's one afkamina, and Ola wouldn't have that. Ola is still, as long as part of you is inside, that's enough to mitami ba'ola. Part of the mace, let's say, is inside, mitami ba'ola. Okay, as long as it's a kezayis, then that mace. But here, you have to be kulo inside. And if you're talking about a bayis hamenuga, it means that the Torah has to be completely inside. Yeah. What else? Another point that makes Bia by Metzora different than Oel by Mace. That is, Vafir Machitza Matzoras. Vibayis Tamitzora Sam, Kitnad Benigam Selfer Kidimu. You can just simply have a machitza that creates like a separate resource. Now this doesn't mean you have like the equivalent of a tzamid pasel situation like by olus. Olus, for something to be shielded from the tumas neis, which is mispashit in the whole house, you have to have a what's called tzamid pasel that completely seals it. It's chotzeitz. But stam to have a chayis, a little partition, that doesn't help you. It's the tumas still bokas va'ola and it fills the whole house. Masha'inkin Mishnah Negron tells us, Nechnas HaBeis HaKnesses, so the Mitzvah is coming to shul, what do? You don't want everybody to become Tameh. Osim Lomachitza Gvar Saratvachin, basically create a sense of a separate Rishus. What's considered a separate Rishus? A Saratvachin. That's why Mashal, you know, those who are most, the most lenient poskin by Machitza, in shul saying a Saratvachin might be the Shira. Yaakov thought in Svar that way, he didn't want to go against Ramosha. You know, to paskin that way, but in Svar it occurred to him that Chorot should be the idea of creating another Rishus. So Asarat Tvachim. The point of Asarat Tvachim is to create a new Rishus. So that's called that the Mitzorah is not Mitame anymore, but Bia, because he's in his own enclosure. You're not in his space anymore. He's in his own space. But that doesn't work for Tumas Oel. So what happens in Shul? You make a Machitza Tvachim, Nuchnas Rishon, Yotzi Acharon. So he goes in first, and then everyone else goes in, but they're not in his Machitza, and then they leave, and then he leaves. So that's the second afkimin. Number one, he has to be a b'miksas is not good enough by oel mace, but by mitzora, but it's good enough by oel mace. Number two, machitza works by mitzora, but doesn't work by oel mace. Inami, another afkimin, yesh chiluk by mitzora yoshe, mitzora over kitat b'shne le'il. There's a difference between a mitzora at station in one place, where the Torah becomes Tameh, and Mitzvah that's walking through, where the Torah that's sitting there doesn't become Tameh, as I said before, Mashen can be Mace. So there are three basic nafkaminas that differentiate Tumas Bia by Mitzvah from Tumas Oel, and that's what Mishnah can emphasize, Chom Nikon Mace, because it's a different concept. The Gra brings another example. The Gra here on the side, Afagav, the same kasha. Afagav, the mitzora, nami, nitami, bibia. I know oil. Mitzora, ena mitame, ela, hu v'keilin v'adam, tagas oil echad. The case of bia mitzora is you, the mitzora, together with keilin and adam, are under one roof. In other words, you share the same space, you share the same enclosure, you are enclosed by the same roof, let's say. That is Tumas Bia by Mitzora, and obviously that's true by Mace as well. However, what about the following? Not you and the Kalim on the same roof, you and the person on the same roof. What if you are Mayel on that, or that's Mayel on you? That we all know by Mace, it's also Mitame. You can't be Mayel on the Mace can't be Mayel on you. Not just if you are in the same oil as the mace. Zot de Gra, that's halacha that differentiates mitzora from mace. Avo, mace mitam b'shlosha minei oil. Not just being in the same, under the same roof is a case of tumas oil. What else? Shdavar acher, mayel olah de'ala tara. That's one way. That's true by mitzora too. But what else? V'shah mace mayel ala tara, v'shah tara mayel es ala mace. If the mace is over the tara, or if the tara is over the mace, and that's not true by mitzvah. Mitzvah, the only time it's part of the din of mitzvah bia is if you are in the same roof and same space as the mitzvah. By the tani, mashen can call in the tani. The basic idea is that it's really not so much it's the halachas, but it's also a different notion. Tuma the pshat is it's mispashet in the whole area. In other words. The din oil is it? The tumah goes. If you're on the main space over you, a little bit is in. You can be passing through. Well, maisa, the mace is there. It's mispashed everywhere. The halacha by mitzvah is something else. It's more the inyan of the being in the surroundings of the mitzvah. surroundings of the Mitzorah is the fact that there's an oil over you or you're around him. That's why Machitza is Matzeles. That's why Mitzorah has to be stationed. That's called he's Kavua, and then you're in his face. That's the Chor together here. And it has to be a Bekul, not be a Bemixas. So it's a very different halacha, which therefore brings up the question. I think Mikivega asked this, maybe, I don't remember where, that Rashi keeps bringing the Makar for Bia B'mitzora, the Hekesh to Mace. Really, it's a Sifrei. Anasi Yika Mace. But L'chora, it's not Pashuk, because that halacha of Mace is a different halacha, and it's more Chamor in many ways. And Rashi seems to say that's the Makar. What the writer basically did, maybe could help a little bit, is to say, oh, that's what the other Pashuk does. It limits the scope of that tumah, moshavo, mechutz machan the moshavo, that it has to be dafka, where the mitzvah is, is stationed. And I guess you'll have to say that that also carries with it the other halachas. Yeah, but it's still a bit difficult. We're still using the drasha from Mace, and then we're also trying to reframe it in terms of this drasha. If this is the makar, the Rav only quoted the makar from Parshas Tezria. Never quoted the Hekesh to Mace, but there is that other makar, the Sifrei. Rashi quotes it at least twice in Shas and also in Chumash, that brings in the issue of Tamei Bebia, you know, by O as well. So this is interesting to think about. And if you remember this month we learned Gittin. If you remember, we had a sugya of Tumas Eretz Ha'amin, and in Tumas Eretz Ha'amin we discussed Gusha, we discussed Avira. So within Gusha there's the union of Maga, but when it comes to Avira, so it's a little bit like Ohel, and we were comparing it to Ohel. But now that we go into Perek Aleph of Kehilim, we realize Ohel really has two forms. There's Ohel HaMace, and all what that implies. There's also the notion of Ohel by Mitzorah, which is really a different concept, more like it's called here Bia. And you have to know, from Tosus and Nazir, it would seem this way, that the union of Tumas Eretz Ha'amin, of Avir, what? It's a gather of Knisa Bia, not an union of Ohel HaMace. Even though it's based on Mace, they go to them because of Mace Mabul or Mace Yisrael. But what was the Hagdara that they gave it when they were Tamim Drabonim? So Tumas Drabonim, it more could be akin to the Inyan of Tumas Bia by Mitzora as opposed to Tumas Ola Mace of what you have here. And that's not very strongly in Tosas and Nazir. You have to go in a normal way, that's what you're referring to. You have to go in a normal way and has to be fully there. If Tosus has cases, you stick your finger in, right? Technically, you're mile on the bush. So, mitzvah, if you don't too much ola meis, you're mile on the bush. But if the gedder was has to be like mitzora, Achronim want to say like this, right? Leib Malin has a piece on this. He wants to say that the gedder of Eretz Amin Mishmavira is like the model of mitzora, not like the model of ola meis, even though it's connected to Inyan meis, Rabbanan. But the gzera was al derech. Tumas Mitzorah. I just want to mention, since this week is Parshas Naso, so there is of course a reference to the Inyanim of Tmeyim in the Parsha. Just share Rashi. Rashi is in the Pshat in the Targum. I like to say Targum sometimes just to learn up Rashi and Targum. So the Parsha of Shiruach Machanos talks about three types of individuals who get sent out. The Torah says, "Yishalchu min ha-machane, kol tzarua, v'chol zav, v'chol tamei ganafesh." And here we learn out, Rashi says, that each one has his own level of how far they can go and where they have to go out of. So it's machanos ha-yusham, b'shas chaneyasam, you actually have it in your books as well. There were three machanos.
Page 14.
Tocha Kroyim hi machane shchina. Chanayas halavim saviv, as described by Pashas Bamidbar, is machane levia. Misham atzof machane adgalim, where the Jews were camped. Chola Baruchos is machane Yisrael. This is all based on that sugya psachim that we actually had before. And the Gemara discusses Mitzora and Zav. It's all that same moment. Sachem Samach Zayin. And the Gemara tries to work out there how you know who gets sent out of what. Hatzarua nishtala achutz l'kulam. That's the Mitzora. B'chutz l'machane moshavim is out of the three machanos. Hazav mutar b'machane Yisrael m'shoch min hashtayim. So the Zav is sent out of two camps for his mutter in the Machne Yisrael. The Tamei Lanefesh mutter apeshel via. And Meshuach Ella Mishal Shechina. That's learned that because the Likach Moshe is at from the Yosef Imo. So he's with Moshe. Moshe is considered Machne Levia. That's where he was given. He was within the inner. So therefore, the only expulsion is from the Machne Shechina. He's sent out of that. The Kodesh Kodashim of the Siddur and the Makros, Masech the Pesachim. There's a Ha'ara that the Mizrahi asks from the earlier Rashi. Rashi says, when was this parasha said? So, you know, you see a parasha with Epshem HaShalemer, so you have to know, when was it taught? Rashi says, this was one of the eight parashios that the Gemara in Gittin identifies in Perek HaNezakin as having been taught on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. Parasha zu nemu b'yom shehukam ha-mishkan u'shmona parashios nemu bo b'yom. The Gemara lists eight parashios, Bechas Kohanim, and Paraduma, a whole list of parashas, Shtuyayin, and then this one is one of them, that they, Moshe Rabbeinu heard about this and taught this parasha on, at least heard about it, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the shayla is this: when were the Degolim set up? Beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. When were the Degolim set up? There was a census, and it was all taking place starting on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That's the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So that's when the Machanos presumably were set up. So how could it be that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan they were given the parsha of Shuach Machanos? Rashi explains how it worked. The Machanos in the Midbar were Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah, Machne Yisrael, but I thought the whole system of the Golan Machanos didn't get set up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So what the Mizrahi says is obviously the particular Shvatim, where they would be, who would be in the east, who would be in the west. And so that's what only got sorted out when they did the minyan, the census, and everyone knew where they were. But the actual markations of three machanos already existed from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Who would be where exactly, you know, what direction, that's what got sorted out. But the idea that there was a Machne Shechina in the middle, that was already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Machne Levia was to be around that, and Machne Yisrael, at this point maybe it was Berbuvia, but there was a Machane Israel anyway. That's one thing you have to realize. The other interesting thing to bring is the next Rashi, just Pshat in the Targum. It says, send out V'chol Tomei L'Nafesh. Rashi quotes the words of the Targum. V'chol D'Da'ei, V'chol D'Mitzorah. The Targum says, Pari Yisrael V'chol D'Mitzorah. Chol D'Sgir. The Sgir is Mitzorah. He's considered to be closed up. V'chol D'Da'ei, that's flowing, is up. And then the chol tamei l'nafesh, the chol the misa'av with tmei nafsha d'anasha. Now the word misa'av is the targum of what Hebrew? Misa'av means tamei. Misa'av. That's always the word for tumah. So anyone who's tamei, but then he says with tmei nafsha d'anasha. So what does the tmei mean? So without knowing anything, the tmei sounds like the beginning of tumah. But then it sounds a bit redundant. What's the misad? He's tamei l'tmei nafshe d'anasha. What do you mean? He's tamei to somebody who's tamei a nefesh. We're not talking about somebody who touched a tamei meis. Such a person is only rishon l'tumah. We're talking about sending out a tamei meis. He himself is tamei to a meis. So what does it mean? Chol the misad l'tmei nafshe d'anasha. So here's a nice thing you can impress somebody with. If you know this Rashi, Rashi says Pshat, the Targum is different. So here you don't have. Do you have the next? Oh, you do have. Yes. Tamei l'nafesh d'misav b'tminash d'anasha omer ani. This is a pshat of Rashi in the Targum. Shehu lashon atzmos adam b'lashon arami. What's who? Lashon meaning the word l'tmei. L'tmei nafsh d'anasha. So the t'mei means atzmos. Doesn't mean Russian tuma. Tes nem yud here means atzmos. Atzmos. Anyone who's tamei misav to bones of nafsha, bones of a person, of a nefesh, of a person. Litmei nafsha to atzmos of a person. Meaning to say, pashtus like the Mishnah by us, right? Etzem kisa ora mitami b'maga. Not the ohel, but b'maga. anyone is tame to bones of a mace. And we find the Chazal, the Russian testament, you're referring to bones. Rabbi Yeshu gracious Rabba and the Yonus Shchak Tamiya Shchak at Samos. So the question though is a good. So Rashi gave us pshat in the Targum, but now the question is on the Targum. Why did the Targum need to do that? The pasuk itself doesn't indicate how he's tamed. The chol tamed go nafesh though. Tamed go nafesh is an expression you find a lot of times. You find the pasuk emor also. Nefesh lo yitamed b'yamav. The earth doesn't say bones. Why does the Targum talk about bones? It can be tamed to a mace, kazayis, whatever it is. What does the Targum pick the case of etzem? That's almost. That's only one of other possibilities, of a number of possibilities. So here the Mefarshim Rashi Tumo Olat, and Mizrahi has a long discussion. He says it's maybe meduik in the word tamed lo nafesh, but then he has problems with the pasuk in Emor, where it also says lo nafesh. So I saw someone wants to bring, one of the other Mefarshim Rashi wants to say an interesting thing, that Chazal say that there was no one that died from the time that they first did the minyan, which was in Kisisa. That was as part of the correcting the Nechse Shekel and the money for the Mishkan during the 6 months, beginning after Yom Kippur, they began to collect for the Mishkan. The people gave Nechse Shekel and they had a minyan then. And then 6 months later, they have the, and 6 months later, or 7 months later, you have the minyan in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and the same number. Because it says how many Masa Shekels they had, and what they used it for. So it was same number. So that means that miraculously, nobody died. That's how Chazal seemed to take it. So then, how's what's Shech Atzivu in Rosh Chodesh Nisan for someone who's Tamei the Nefesh, the Maisa, who could it be? Nobody died. Could say, oh, it's clear, it could happen, but Lamaisa, at this point, it wasn't Nogea. So therefore, it could be Nogea, because there was one situation where it was possible to become Tamei, and it happened 2 weeks later, or 13 days later. And that was the Maisa on Erev Pesach, when they were supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, and then two people came, and they were Tamei, and they said, what are we going to do? We can't bring the Korban Pesach, and that's when Hashem gave over the mitzvah Pesach Sheni. Why were they tamei? Who were they tamei to? That's the pshat b'targum. Chol the mitzayim, the tamei nafshei dan nashei, as an allusion, alluding to the Atzmus Yosef, that was where this whole parsha was negeya, that they were tamei to Atzmus. That's why they couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. That's what the Targum says about Gobi. Good Shabbos, everybody. Yes, Hashem, we'll have Shabbat Monday. Not Shabbat Sunday.